Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Amerika Olivo, and whenever I'm not being terrorized in the movies, such as Friday the 13th or Circle or terrorizing others, like in Bitch Slap, I'm avoiding dirty old men like Mr. Media. And if you see him, you should too.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to the big man, the funny man, one half of 30 Rock's dynamic duo, Kevin.com Brown. Stick around. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is Mr. Media Interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 500 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. Show is booked today by the Party Authority. Today, it's a support event. For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. So where was I before the commercial? Oh, yeah. Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Well, when Tracy Jordan's bodyguards made their first entrance on NBC's soon-to-be-a-hit 30 Rock, you would have been excused for expecting them to be a one-time sight gag. Who were these two men disguised as skyscrapers, anyway? But even as Tracy Jordan became more defined as the show developed in that first season, the roles of his entourage, Grizz and Dot-Com, were refined and grew distinguished. The Twin Towers found their niche as brilliant supporting characters, one or the other often defining a scene with a shrug, an eye roll, or a gentle quip. They, unlike Tracy, played by Tracy Morgan, of course, were in on the joke with the rest of us. I had the good fortune to interview Grizz Chapman a few weeks ago, and he must have said good things to his friend and partner Kevin Brown, who plays Dot-Com, because he's going to join us here in a moment. But who are Grizz and Dot-Com? The legend and the mystery continues to grow, as I discovered in this video log featuring 30 Minutes creator, Tina Fey.
How did you find Grizz and Dot-Com? Just through regular auditions? Interestingly enough, Grizz and Dot-Com were real friends of Tracy Morgan's. When we did the pilot, we said, you have some friends that would be your guys playing your entourage. And Grizz and Dot-Com were real friends of Tracy's, and their real-life nicknames are Grizz and Dot-Com. I wish that we could take credit for coming up with the nickname Dot-Com for Kevin, because it's a really funny name, but he came with it. I don't know why he's called Dot-Com, but it's a really good nickname. And Grizz's nickname is self-explanatory. It's because he is grizzled like an old prospector. No, he's huge, like a bear.
Well, I'll do what I can to get to the bottom of this today, Tina. Trust me. Kevin.com Brown, welcome to Mr. Media.
Bobby! What's going on?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
We're all very excited to have you on the show today, and let's get right to it. Tina Fey and the rest of the world want to know, where does a guy get a nickname like Dot-Com?
Well, Dot-Com is just the abbreviated version of a stage name I used to go by. So I used to call myself Big Kev because I'm a stand-up comic. That was my nickname, Big Kev. Okay. And they would put my name on all kinds of flyers along with my picture, but Kevin's such a common name, every promoter, every other comedian whose name was Kevin started calling themselves Big Kev on flyers. So I said to myself, I need to find a way to make a distinction between me and all these other guys named Kevin. So I said, I'm going to call myself BigKev.com. So that name is a mouthful, but basically about 11 years ago, that's the name I was going by. And some of my friends would call me Big Kev. Some of my friends would just call me .com. So that's where the name BigKev.com came from.
Well, I knew you'd had the name for a long time, and I was thinking, well, maybe Kevin Brown is the guy who created the Internet after Al Gore because, you know, he's been .com for so long.
Yeah, me and Al, we did that together, yeah.
Well, then the other thing I want to know is, where can I get a cool nickname like yours? I mean, do I have to become a stand-up comic, or, you know, can you assign me a nickname? Would that work?
Well, I would recommend you become a stand-up comic, because in the black comedy circuit, all of us have the coolest nickname. That's
okay,
a prerequisite.
Do I have to be a black stand-up comic too? Because that's going to be the harder part of this.
Well, you know what? We have some white guys with some really cool nicknames. There's a white comedian named A.G. White. There's another one named F.O.B. So basically, you got to have a nice name that sort of stands out and rolls off the tongue when you get that powerful introduction, you know.
All right. Well, could I be F.O.D., friend of .com?
Hey, that's a good one.
All right. With a little help from my friend. Now, Kevin, in her video, Tina said that you and Grizz were already friends with Tracy Morgan, when 30 Rock came around. Now, I know you go back a long way. You actually go back to the beginning of Tracy's career, though, don't you?
Yes, actually, my career sort of did a reversal, because when I met Tracy Morgan, I used to own this comedy club in Harlem called the Uptown Comedy Club. And I used to manage young comedians and produce shows and things like that. So that's how I met Tracy Morgan. He was just thinking about starting comedy. People were telling them that how funny he was, but he didn't know how to break into the game, so people directed him uptown to my club and said, you need to go check out this club. And then when he came to my club, he would perform, and he apparently was killing the audience. So people would tell me, hey, there's this guy named Tracy Morgan, you gotta see him. And I went and checked him out, and he was just hilarious. And, you know, I was his first manager in the business, and I actually got him his first TV appearance. So I know him from the beginning of his career.
Well, then you can answer a question that a lot of people wonder about. Where does Tracy Morgan, the person, and Tracy Morgan, the comedian, and then Tracy Jordan, where does one start and one stop, and then the next one starts and stops? Or are they all the same? Because, you know, like, I've heard Tracy on Howard Stern in the last couple of years, and he sounds more like Tracy Jordan at times than I would imagine he's like as Tracy Morgan.
Well, he Tracy Morgan begins and ends in a bottle of liquor.
Oh, God.
That's where it started, in a liquor bottle. So, and that was many, many years ago. I think he was a teenager. Well, he had to have been a teenager when he started drinking, but it started a long time ago. Now he's a skilled professional, and this persona that he has, he's honed it from many, many years of hanging out in strip clubs, investing a lot of time supporting the alcohol industry and other herbal foundation, but now he's a skilled professional, so he has that persona down to a science.
So when you are with him and there's no cameras rolling, you know the difference between who you're with and that persona.
Yeah, well, now, you know, the difference between Tracy then and Tracy now is he's a star now. Mm. He's a commodity now. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, he would present that persona because he thought it would be funny. But now, people are paying to see that persona. Mm-hmm. So once people write big fat checks and say, we want you to be funny for this theater filled with people, or for this movie, or for this TV show, they don't care whether you're in a good mood or whether you're in a bad mood. You just have to bring it.
Right.
So now that he's a star, I enjoy watching this young star that I've known Tracy for a lot of years, but I haven't known Tracy the star for a lot of years.
Got
so
it.
I love watching him bring it, no matter what mood he's in, no matter what else is going on in his personal life. He just has to bring the funny, you know, and that's the nature of the business.
And where does Grizz Chapman fit into this relationship?
Well, like I said, Tracy did, you know, Tracy is very charitable. So he used to spend a lot of time supporting the endeavors of strippers and things like that. So Grizz was actually working security at this very popular strip club up in Westchester County. And when Tracy would go there, this is years ago, years before 30 Rock, Tracy would go there and, you know, just to support the, you know, the struggles and the endeavors of the strippers' foundations and such, their charitable cause.
Of course. Of course. God bless him.
Yes, absolutely. And Grizz, you know, being a fan, you know, they developed a friendship, and Grizz would sort of, you know, look out for Tracy, because as Tracy was becoming, you know, going to the club, he'd get a little drunk and whatever, and, you know, get ready to do things, or people were getting ready to put him in a situation that was, you know, awkward. Grizz would sort of protect him in those situations. So they developed a friendship being at the strip club.
All right, so now we know how the three of you came to have this relationship. How on earth does that transfer to a network sitcom? Now, I understand Tracy and Tina work together on Saturday Night Live. I mean, that's the well-known part of this. But okay, Tracy, come be on my sitcom, and then suddenly Grizz and .com are there with him too. How did that happen?
Well, you know what? I believe Tracy had access to the executive conversations. Grizz and I, we didn't have access to those conversations. Mm-hmm. But early on, I believe that the energy and the excitement that was generated when they brought me, Grizz, and Tracy together, I believe that energy was exactly what they were looking for Tracy's character. So, although when we were first brought onto the show, we weren't supposed to be, you know, necessarily named characters, and weren't necessarily supposed to be around the full ride of the series, that energy, that chemistry that was created when you put me, Grizz. Do you hear that horn? You hear that horn in the background?
Folks, TV is live.
Yeah,
I heard it.
Well, I live in the Bronx, New York. And the Bronx is everything you imagine it to be. So that horn is outside in the street, and it sounds like it's coming from the room that I'm sitting in. So please excuse me and excuse my friends out here in the Bronx.
Not a problem. You know what? What I'd like to do is take a minute and play one of the signs of the growing popularity of Grizz Chapman and Kevin.com Brown has been the development of their own web series, XL with Grizz and .com, Live in Extra Large. And I want to play, it's about a minute, I think. I want to play, this is episode 6, Bad Impressions. Check this out, folks. Okay, well, apparently the video has frozen, so we don't have the video. So let's come back to this. You have also parlayed this role on 30 Rock into some other things. You were in the last two Sarah Jessica Parker films. Did you hear about the Morgans and Sex and the City 2? And I'm wondering, should Matthew Broderick be sweating about you?
Well, you know what? I have Matthew has nothing to worry about when it comes to me and Sarah. I have the same, what's the word, high intimidation factor from Sarah Jessica Parker that I do from Tina Fey. Now, there are a couple of those chicks in that Sex and the City crew that I don't know if they're in relationships, but let's just say the other three can get it. Sarah, she's okay. She's good. I respect her, and I don't even see her like that. I'm sure she doesn't see me like that. But those other three in Sex and the City, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Get it.
Well, you know what? And I forgot. I wanted to ask you about Tina. There's this feeling I think that most people get watching the show that you and Grizz and Tina have this kind of a special relationship. It's that knowing what's going on, kind of that nod and a wink. What is it that's special to you about Tina?
You know what I think it is? The amazing thing about Tina is she was a writer on Saturday Night Live. And as everyone knows, Saturday Night Live has created some of the biggest comedic stars on the planet. You know, it's like a superstar factory. So she was there, and she was writing and working with not only Tracy Morgan, but, you know, Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, you know, just keep naming the big stars that came from SNL. Tina Fey has seen it all and worked with them all. So one thing she's great at is she doesn't squelch the chemistry in the room. And it's almost like catching a lightning in a bottle, because when you put the right people in the room together and there's that chemical reaction, you know, it's hard to recreate it, and you can't teach that. It's just having the right atmosphere, having the right energy, and just letting it fly and see where it goes. So Tina is great with that, and I think that comes from her background at Saturday Night Live. But I love the freedom that she gives myself and Grizz, and you know, I love the opportunity, and I have a lot of respect for her and what she's, you know, the platform that she's given.
Well, Kevin, before we run out of time, I know that this spring you got back up on stage. You opened for Tracy Morgan at Caroline's in the city, and you're planning to make a return as a headline this summer. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, it was great. It was great opening for Tracy, but you know, it's one of those things where I've been doing stand-up comedy for almost 13 years now. Mm-hmm. So, but the thing is, when people watch 30 Rock, they have no idea that guy, that actor that plays the character .com is such a hilarious seasoned stand-up comic. So my goal for the end of this year, and especially going into 2011, is to let the world know, let the 30 Rock fans know, that I am a skilled stand-up comedian, and you can bring me to your town and say, hey, Kev, can you do an hour? Hey, .com, we want to see an hour of .com comedy. And I can bring it, and I can bring it hard, and that's my goal right now. So that's the agenda I'm on right now. When I open for Tracy, I get 12 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, and I'm grateful for it, but I have another 45 minutes that the world needs to hear, and I'm trying to bring it.
All right. Well, before we go, let me help you with that as much as I can. Folks, you can follow Kevin.com Brown on Twitter at .com30rock. That's .com30rock, all solid. And you can see where he'll be appearing over the summer, other things that he's doing. He's been great about promoting his appearance on this show. And, of course, you can see 30 Rock, starring Tina Fey and Kevin.com Brown. No one else is important, just Tina and Kevin. Every Thursday night, well, okay, let's throw in Grizz. Every Thursday night at 9:30 p.m., right after The Office. And you can order complete season DVDs of the show at MrMedia.com. Kevin, it was great to have you on the show. We're just about out of time. Please come back.
Bobby, I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite actors, directors, and screenwriters, including a growing number of stars of 30 Rock, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com. And thank you so much for listening tonight, being a part of our show. Come back soon, and thanks again. Bye, everybody.
To Chat About It, the future of internet radio. ChatAboutIt.com is the place to listen to new and exciting talk shows. Listen live. ChatAboutIt.com.